Hello and welcome to another UHB Library podcast. I'm your host Jenny and today we are going to delve into our ebook collections. And to help me look at this, I'm joined by our electronic resources experts, Samantha and Yolande. So welcome to the both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So we're going to start first of all by having a look at what ebook services that we have. So can you tell us a little bit about those, give us a bit of a description and what features that they have?
Okay, shall I start with Clinical Key? That's one of our oldest collections.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
We've had that since 2013. So we've had it a long time. And we used to have what was called the Flex Package, which was the complete collection. But due to cost, we've cut it down from 43 specialities to about 10 now. But they're good major ones. They're like emergency medicine, gastroenterology, hepatology, haematology, internal medicine, nephrology, neurology, neurosurgery, orthopedics, paediatrics, radiology and surgery. So there's a significant number of ebooks in all those packages, and you can read them online either from your computer or your mobile device. You can download PDF book chapters, but to do that, you do have to create a personal account with Clinical Key, which is quite simple. It's on the website where you will have logged in, and in the top right hand corner, it normally says register, and they want the minimum details. So that's fairly sort of straightforward. A good quality ebooks from Saunders Elsevier, very popular with the doctors in particular. You can get links to those, to the Clinical Key collection, either from the Athens Resources page, or we do have links to the collection on the library website, along with the e-journals as well that we subscribe to. And we also catalogue them. All of them should be on our base catalogue with a link, UHB Library, click here. And we update them. Between Samantha and I, we update them every month when old editions get deleted, new editions come on board, and also new titles. So all those packages should have all the latest ebooks from Clinical Key that we subscribe to. That is the Clinical Key collection in brief. Yeah, Core Text, we've only had fairly recently, and it's funded by Health Education England. It's got 140 titles and fairly popular titles like the At a Glance series. It can be searched on the base catalogue because they've all been catalogued by the base support group. And you can also access them on the Core Text app. You just log in with your Open Athens account and go to the app.coretext.com, select NHS England and your trust, and log in with your Open Athens account. So that's quite useful. You can choose the book and read it. And there is also a books tab where you can find books you've previously opened, like a little bookshelf. So that in short is Core Text. And then we've also got two LWW, Lippincott Williams and Wilkins, book collections. One is the classic book collection, which I think was purchased with funding from Aston University, but it's accessible to everybody with an Athens username and password. And that is quite a large collection of over 1,000 ebooks, with quite a breadth of content of interest to the NHS, including titles on clinical medicine, nursing and pharmacology, and lots more. All of them have perpetual access and unlimited user access. So more than one person can access them. It can be unlimited at the same time. You can also access that collection on the Athens Resources site, on the website, and on our discovery tool, which is called Ask. And from the same publisher, a more recent collection that we've purchased is the Neurology Collection, and that is one of the LWW Health Library collections. There are 21 titles on the Neurology collection, although there are a couple of older editions of some of the titles that are still available. And they're on pain medicine, psychiatry, sleep disorders and other neurology conditions. And they, again, have perpetual access. So they will be, but they're not yet. They will be added to the base catalogue at some point. But there are, at the moment, links to that collection on the website and also on our discovery tool. That's, in short, the four collections that I was going to talk about.
Fantastic. Yeah. Samantha, you're going to tell us about some of the other ones as well?
Yes, I mean, actually, I'm amazed. We have got a long list of ebook collections.
We do, yeah. And I mean, particularly covering probably every specialty that we have at the Trust, don't we? We've got something for everyone and very up-to-date ebooks as well from a lot of the collections. So it's really, really very impressive.
Absolutely.
Particularly the work that you two have done putting it all together as well.
So let's move on to another outstanding collection of handbooks and specialist titles provided by Oxford University Press. So we have subscribed to 222 popular titles, and this includes 21 titles from emergency series, 65 Oxford medical handbooks, 24 handbooks in nursing, 25 textbooks, and also 84 specialist handbooks. I think I don't need to say much about them because they are already very, very popular. So when you log on to this platform via Open Athens, you will see an option to browse all titles in your subscription. You can search for individual titles. You can limit your search by specialty, by your role, for example, dentist, nurse, doctor, or allied health professional, etc. And also, you can refine your search by year of publication or by series. Absolutely, we have got this collection, and you can read them online and, you know, as Jonald mentioned, that you can save your books in your personal account. You can create a free personal account and save your book there and read in future. And if you create your personal account, you can also use the figures for your presentation. So yes, go to this platform, explore, read, and if you have any problem, just get back to us. We will sort it out. Moving on to the next collection, this is a new addition to the library and very important, particularly in the middle of this pandemic, when, you know, we all have already understood the value of physical and mental well-being and positive environment at workplace. So I'm talking about the collection called Wellbeing at Work. This is a collection with 44 titles, for example, Mental Health and Wellbeing in the Workplace, Practical Guide for Employers and Employees. Another interesting book, Coping Skills, Tools and Techniques for Everyday Stressful Situation, if I remember correctly. So yeah, similar features. You can read them 24/7 with your Open Athens access. You can make notes, download chapters. But yes, for downloading chapters forever, you need to remember the copyright regulations. I think it's 5% of the entire book. So yeah. I would say one chapter per book, it's better to download. And of course, you can borrow the book. It works like the way we borrow print books. So, you know, when you create your personal account on this platform, it will give you multiple options like borrow for 3 days, 7 days or 14 days. And you can borrow that book. And then after that particular time, the book will disappear and you have to borrow it again. That is well-being collection. And finally, I'm going to talk about the last but not the least. And to be honest, this is my favorite collection because it is unique in nature and it is a growing collection. And most of the books from this collection are purchased based on user request. So it is basically a user-driven collection. Again, via Open Athens, you need to go to this platform and you can search for an individual title and or also browse by subjects. And on the search result, you will find some books with a green star. That means they are available and, you know, ready to download or read online. And some books you will find an orange star. That means they are available on request. So let me go to the books with green star on. That means those books are available. If it is available, you can read instant. You can read them online. Download the book via. You need a particular software for eBook Central, Adobe Digital Edition. And if you are accessing from Trust, then you can ask IT to download the software for you. But if you are accessing from your home, you can download by yourself. So yes, again, like I already said. It works like borrowing a print book. You can borrow it and keep it for a particular time period. Then the book will disappear. Then you have to borrow it again. Or you can download chapters. You can print, email, annotate. And, you know, this eBook Central has a feature called Bookshelf. So you can actually personalize your browsing history. So you can go back later and, you know, see your annotated portion of the book. So yes, so that is the books which are already available. But interesting part is you can request a book which is not available in the collection. I mean, we haven't subscribed to it yet. So if you find a book which is not available, you need to you have got two options. Either you read it for 5 minutes, it automatically triggers the purchase request, or there is an option request purchase. Oh yeah. You need to click purchase request. That will come to our librarian. So if the book is below £100 and if you request for purchase, you will get the access instantly. So you don't need to wait for any approval. But if the book is above £100, then the book goes to our librarian and collection development team. So they approve the book based on the policy and procedure. Yes, so you can't see the price of the book, but you know, if you find the book is not available, you can simply press request and refresh the page. If you see that, you know, download available and read the book online, that means you have got the access. It is less than £100. And if you see that it is sent to the librarian, that means you are waiting for approval, and within 2 working days, our librarian will get back to you. So yes, that's our collection for ebooks.
Fantastic. And with eBook Central, so you mentioned about like bookshelf and annotations, and that's a really handy feature. I think particularly if you're doing a course or something like that, because you can do bookmarking the page, you can add notes and highlights and get the references as well, can't you? So that's another very good beneficial aspect of eBooks is that the annotations without ruining the book because it's individual to you. So we've sort of covered it a little bit within that question, but could you just reiterate how do people access these eBooks? So where can people go to find them?
I think both Yolanda and I have mentioned again and again, Open Athens. So that is
yes,
the gateway.
Yes, that's always the key.
yes, that's the gateway for all our electronic resources and, of course, electronic books. Yes, for the first thing, you should get a Open Athens registration first. If you go to openathens.nice.org.uk, then give your credentials and you can see my resources. And from my resources, we can see the entire list for all our electronic resources, and you can go to individual ebook platforms and access browse or search titles. That's via Open Athens. That's the first point of access. Second, you can go via Base Library Catalog. Most of our ebooks are added to a Base Library Catalog on a regular basis. So the plus point is if you are accessing via Base Library Catalog, and for example, a book is available on well-being collection or ebook collection, you can see all of them together. But if you are accessing via only one platform, you can see books for that particular platform itself. So, and also if you don't have any preference like print book or ebooks, if you are accessing via base catalog, you can see that, you know, if we don't have the ebook, you can go for print book, or if we don't, or vice versa. So yeah, that's for base library catalog. And also you can go to uhb.library.co.uk. That is our library website. If you are accessing from Trust Intranet, go to alphabetically go to L and then Library Services, and it will directly take you to UHB Library webpage. If you are accessing from home, you can simply Google uhblibrary.co.uk and it will take you to the library webpage. And on the left-hand side, all our ebooks are listed, UHB ebooks, and then, you know, this ebook central, LWW, a classic collection, neurology, well-being. So they are alphabetically listed, so you can access via them, via website. And Yolande, would you like to mention how they can access via us?
Yes, certainly. I have to say as well that Samantha and I have just constantly talked about Athens usernames and passwords and My Athens. Our users will have to register with Athens to access any of these ebooks. If you haven't already registered and received an Athens username and password, then you can apply on our website. You can apply on the intranet under Athens, A for Athens, and you can contact any of our library staff to help you, or our library administrator, Philip O'Reilly. He's extremely helpful. But you won't be able to access any of this unless you've got a username and password from Athens. We've got a one-stop shop, I call it, discovery tool called Ask. And from there, you could not only access journal articles and do a sort of mini literature search, but you can also access our collection of ebooks. Probably the simplest way of doing that is to do a basic search. If you know the name of the book or you know the subject, just pop it in the search box. And then once you've got a result, you can filter it down, and you can use the menu on the left-hand side of the page, which is called source types. And there you'll see a list of sources such as films or journal articles, ebooks. And if you just click the ebook one, then it will then filter it down to all the ebooks on that particular subject. Or if you want to put more detail in, you can use the advanced search box as well. And that gives you the option to put in authors and dates and much more to refine your search. Everything we've got is linked to our discovery tool, so all those collections will be on there. That is the most complete source for you to search for any of our subscribed and our free resources. So is there anything you wanted to add to that, Samantha?
I think yeah, you covered everything.
And you've also put some under the specialist collections, haven't you?
Oh yes, yeah. The ebook collection for wellbeing at work, yeah.
Yeah, so that's just at the front of, well, the first page you come to Ask, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we've got like point of care databases, specialist collection and knowledge base.
Yeah.
So that's sort of our e-resources split to different sort of categories. So yeah, specialist collection, I can see ebook collection, wellbeing at work, ebook collection, neurology, UHV ebooks, clinical key. So yeah, so we've got definitely a few different ways to access. So you can go, obviously, Athens is the essential one. You need an Athens account to access the ebooks, so you can see it from your My Resources list. But you can also find them on, if you're on the library website, if you're on the intranet, if you're using the discovery tool as well. And obviously, the other big one is using the base library catalogue, which is base-library.nhs.uk. So I think the sort of final bit we want to discuss is making a request for a book. So as Samantha, you mentioned with eBook Central, that when you do a search, you can see books that we do have and books that we don't. So either the green star or the orange star. Are there any other ways that if people want to make a request for an eBook, is there any other way that they can do that?
They can definitely write to us. They can email us. I mean, they can come to the library and place a request for the ebook, or they can email us, call us, connect with us and place a request.
Yeah, so it's just like you might have made a request for a print book in the past, but it's the same, isn't it? So whether it's a print or an ebook, just let us know. It might be that if we can't get it as an ebook, we get it as a print, or even vice versa. If you've put it as a print, we might look to see if we've got it as an ebook as well. In these times, especially of pandemic, it's all trying to move online as well, aren't we?
Yes,
and getting that 24/7 access out there.
Yes, I think also from Base Library Catalog, there is an option request for purchase. So they can definitely request purchase via Base Library Catalog for both print and electronic books.
Yes, yeah, there's definitely that option on Base, isn't there? So if you're on there and doing a search on the catalogue and you can't see it in print, can't see it in electronic books, yeah, that's definitely another way to do it. So logging into the account and making a request, and it will typically go to your site library, won't it? And we'll have a look into that for you. That's brilliant. So it's been quite a lot of information there. We have a lot of ebooks, and as I say, particularly in these times, we've been expanding on it, haven't we? And HEE have been providing more ebooks to us. We've been buying more ebooks. Have you got any final comments you want to add on about any of the collections?
I think you had a very valid point about it being 24/7 access, because even though we're coming out of the pandemic, hopefully, people are working from home still, and a lot of our users work shifts, and it's so useful if they can access material, ebooks, etc., from home or wherever they're working at any time of day or night. I just think it's a very valuable resource for them, and they can access the website from outside the trust as well, which is really useful. They don't have to be at work in the hospital to be able to access it. It's available on the internet from anywhere.
That's very true. Yeah. I mean, in some ways, the print books are also 24/7 because the library's open 24/7. But it's whether you're on site, isn't it?
Yeah.
it's where you are when you want that information. So yeah, although we've got obviously 24/7 access to print books, having ebooks is maybe a lot quicker, and especially if you're homeworking, as Jolan says, you might not be coming on site, or you work part time, you work shifts. Just being able to log in on your phone, tablet, laptop, whatever it might be, and just be able to access the ebook straight away is so much. It's a really good flexible way of doing it.
And also, if they have any problem with Open Athens registration or the account, they can email us. We just pick up the request in one working day and solve the issue so that they can access it from anywhere, as you said.
Definitely. If you want any, I just mentioned here as well, any sort of training or a little demonstration, again, just get in touch with us, and we can give you a little bit of an overview of how the services, how the ebooks work, and again, a little bit more about the features, particularly of eBook Central, if you want to know more about those annotation tools and downloading and things like that, we can do that for you. We are developing our training at the moment, so soon there might be some videos available as well that you can access to help you with those. So then at least if we're not here, you've got a video that will hopefully answer your question for you. Brilliant. So that sort of brings us to the end. So thank you very much to both of you for joining me today. Thank you for
Thanks
your insights
for
and your
us.
Information.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
No problem. So just to reiterate, so the main thing to remember with our ebooks is that you will need an Open Athens account. So if you get your account all registered and ready to go, then you'll be able to access the ebooks straight away. And obviously it'd be quite useful to have a base library card so you can access the form to fill in if you want to request a print or an ebook. Or as we mentioned, you can obviously just contact us directly by email or by telephone or coming to the counter. And our resources team will have a look into getting that for you. So thank you very much. If you have any feedback on our ebooks, do please let us know. And as I say, do get your requests in as well, because we really want to, as Samantha mentioned, the ebook, it's user driven, that one in particular. So we want to make sure that we've got the books in that are useful to you, to your department. If you're working with students, we want to make sure we've got the right ebooks in for you. So get those requests in, get the feedback in, and we hope that you enjoy our ebooks. And I will see you soon.